SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. A 130-strong Israeli military and search and rescue team landed in Brazil last Sunday in an effort to find survivors of a dam collapse the previous Friday, which left 65 people confirmed dead and nearly 300 missing. The Israeli mission included soldiers and reserve officers, engineering specialists, doctors, and rescue personnel. The 16 tons of equipment brought by the Israelis included a mobile signal localization system, high-quality submarine sonars, voice echo detectors, and drones. Hosted by the Brazilian Army, they lodged at a military base, with the local synagogue providing kosher food and religious services. Israel was the only country to send a team to help Brazil cope with this disaster. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office announced on Monday it would not extend the mandate of the temporary international presence in Hebron. The foreign ministers of the six contributing countries of the observer group, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland, Italy and Turkey, on Friday condemned Israel's axing of their work and said the move violated the Oslo Accords. They insisted that the TIPH had diligently fulfilled its mandate as requested by both parties and thus contributed to preventing violence and promoting a feeling of security for the population of Hebron, and that they strongly object to any claim that the TIPH has acted against Israel, adding such claims are unacceptable and ungrounded. Lithuania said on Friday it had rejected a request from Prime Minister Netanyahu to move the remains of the Vilna Gaon from Vilnius to Israel for reburial. The issue was raised during talks between Netanyahu and his Lithuanian counterpart, Saulius Skvernelis, in Jerusalem on Tuesday. 10,000 Palestinians took part in violent protests along the Gaza border on Friday. The weekly protest took place while an Egyptian security delegation was in the Gaza Strip to meet Hamas leaders and discuss efforts to maintain calm in and around the coastal enclave. The delegation was led by Ahmed Abdelkhalik, the official in the Egyptian General Intelligence Services responsible for Palestinian affairs. Clashes erupted on Friday between Palestinian protesters and Israeli soldiers in the West Bank village of Al-Mahayir, the site where Hamdi Naasan, 38, was killed last Saturday during clashes with settlers and soldiers. Local Palestinians say the settler fatally shot Naasan. But residents of the neighbouring Adey Ad outpost claim their security guards fired shots in the air to chase away Palestinian attackers who had stabbed a Jewish teen. UN envoy Nikolay Mladenov called Nassan's killing shocking and unacceptable, saying that Israel must put an end to settler violence and bring those responsible to justice. Samah Mubarak, 16, from the village of Aram, was shot dead as she tried to stab an Israeli security officer at a checkpoint outside Jerusalem on Wednesday. She attacked one of the guards at the Azaim crossing east of the capital. Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit said on Friday that he has rejected a request from Benjamin Netanyahu's attorneys to delay an announcement regarding the possible indictment of the Prime Minister on three corruption charges until after Election Day on April 9th. Former IDF Chief of Staff Benny Gantz's Israel Resilience Party soared in opinion polls taken on Wednesday, a day after he made his maiden political speech. Polls showed Gantz's party closing in on Netanyahu's Likud, though still 6 to 9 seats behind the ruling party. Polls also showed that a Gantz-led alliance with Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid party would win 35 seats to Likud's 30. MK Ofer Shelach, a leading member of Yesh Atid, said yesterday that his party was holding talks with Benny Gantz on the possibility of joining forces in the election. Former Defence Minister Moshe Yaalon, who has joined Gantz's party, ruled out supporting a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict moments after his new political party, Benny Gantz, said on Tuesday that he would push for peace if elected Prime Minister. A large campaign placard featuring MK Orly Levy Abacus's face was defaced in Jerusalem overnight on Tuesday. As it was only her face that was torn off the poster, it leads to the assumption that it was done by an ultra-Orthodox culprit. Levi Abacusis, a former member of Israel Beitenu, is running for re-election to the Knesset with her newly formed party, Gesher. Geshe said of vandalism attempts to silence the voice of women. Geshe champions women's advancement in Israeli society. We're the only party where women will have a 50% representation. We won't allow 51% of the public to be hidden away. There was no response to the comment from Meretz, the party which had more female than male MKs in the last Knesset. On Friday, the court overturned a decision by Likud's Elections Committee on Tuesday to expel from the party two members after they declared their readiness to bring down a government rather than abandon their principles. The new Likud members, Hadar Weissman and Nir Hirschman, were disqualified from running in the February 5th primaries to select the party's slate for national elections, and their membership in Likud was revoked. They are now reinstated. Knesset member Eamon Odeh, the chairman of the Chadash party, was unanimously re-elected to head the Arab-Jewish faction on Friday. MK Aida Tuma Solomon was elected second slot on the Chadash party list, while Ofer Kassif, the only Jewish candidate on the mostly Arab party's list, placed third. Thousands of Israelis protested against alleged police brutality and discrimination towards the Ethiopian Israeli community at a demonstration in Tel Aviv on Wednesday. The rally followed a march that blocked major thoroughfares and junctions. In contrast to the previous demonstration by the Ethiopian community, police did not intervene with the peaceful protesters. There was some violence when a few dozen of the protesters began a vandalism spree down Ibn Gabirol Boulevard. Six police officers were lightly wounded trying to quell the disturbances, and 11 protesters were arrested. Vandals broke into a synagogue in the Jerusalem neighborhood of Kiryat Yovel overnight on Monday, throwing Torah scrolls onto the floor. Police said that a forensic team was immediately sent to the scene and later announced the formation of a special task force. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was shocked by the attack, adding that he hoped the perpetrators would soon be caught and brought to justice. Activity at Ben Gurion Airport was briefly halted yesterday, and two Israeli Air Force jets were scrambled to intercept a small, unidentified aircraft spotted over the town of Sderot near the Gaza Strip. The aircraft was discovered to be an Israeli light passenger plane that had not coordinated its flight with authorities. A 47-year-old man from Kiryat Motzkin was detained over the incident, and flights resumed. It is Darom Adom season. For 4 weeks, the northern Negev is covered in red anemones, and thousands flocked there yesterday to enjoy the sight. This is Peter Jones-Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.